900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVUA News Time is 8:45. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Marlo Wahlberg joining us on the KVUA Sutherland studio line this morning.
Marlo, good morning.
Hey, Marlo.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
Outstanding. Well, we've got some toy drops to talk about here today.
Yeah, Marlo, tell us, give us the when and where first of the 38th annual event here.
It is this Saturday, December 11th from 6 to 9.
All right.
It's going to be in the same spot as last year, so.
Sounds good to me. Where do you want toys to be dropped off, and what type of toys do you want dropped off here for the drop?
We ask for unwrapped toys because we're going to donate them to the Salvation Army. And we'll have a set up at 1830 Hillcrest Drive. And, we also ask if you can't, we'd like, if you don't want to give a toy, you can give monetary donations, and those donations will go to SOS.
All right, so Marlo gave the location, 1830 Hillcrest. So if you're on 18th, and then you just hang a right on Hillcrest Drive, basically you're a few houses up, and this is the Delane Drive neighborhood. This is formerly the Delane Drive Toy Drop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I tell people that the best way to do it is to come in from 18th, then you can take a left on Delane Drive, and then go around Darlene Way and then Diane Avenue, and then right at the end of Diane Avenue, we're right there for pickup.
Okay.
This year, we got a great surprise because Arrowhead Drive is joining us.
Ooh, okay.
So after you drop off the toy, you could turn left and go down to Arrowhead and go around their little triangle area and see some more lights.
Well, and that's part of the beauty of this whole project, is not only are we giving a lot of toys to kids in need with the SOS and the Salvation Army, but the neighborhood is just brilliantly lit up with wonderful Christmas lights and displays. And the luminaries, I noticed they're already out there, it looks like, huh, Marlo?
Yeah, I think people learned from last year and previous years that when it's a warm day, you put everything up.
Take advantage, right?
Yep.
Well, Marlo, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of caused the change in I don't want to say official location, but really kind of the change in the layout here for the toy drop here this year?
Well, we did. It's kind of the same as last year. I just volunteered again to have it at my house again. It just seemed like so much easier. The way when people came around and they stopped at the end to just drop off a toy, wave at Santa. We're going to have Santa and Mrs. Claus there sitting up in a truck like they did last year. We're still not going to have them do the meet and greet because of COVID and stuff. We still want to, you know,
sure,
keep things away. And so they'll be up in a truck waving at the kids and stuff.
Well, that is a perfect answer. That's why it's at 1830 Hillcrest Drive, Chuck, because Marlo volunteered. You get a volunteer, you're in. That's
there you
it.
Go.
That's yours.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's how that works. But
yeah. They're like, you get a volunteer again? I said, sure. Why not?
38th Annual Holiday Neighborhood Toy Drive. This has quite a history. This goes way back, and we've been promoting this activity for, I don't know, almost 38 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. But there's quite a history behind this, and it's a good thing, and it's continuing. because the neighborhood looks absolutely gorgeous and it's festive. And I'll tell you what, it would be interesting to know just the amount of toys that have been donated to SOS and the Salvation Army over the years, because I know it's very successful each and every year. You had a good year last year, didn't you, Marlo?
Yeah, last year, I did look it up to remind myself, we got 51 bags of toys and 13 bicycles donated, and $610 for SOS.
Wow.
This year was a little less than that, so I'm hoping we'll get more this year, at least the same amount.
And clearly with that history, the neighborhood obviously really enjoys the partnership with the Salvation Army and SOS. But talk about that from your perspective, why it's so important to have the drive now and help SOS and Salvation Army at the holidays.
Well, after talking to them last year and this year again, there's still a higher need because of COVID. And they've been having a lot more people, you know, apply and stuff for Christmas help. So the more we can help as a community, then, you know, we can help the children in our community.
And talking with Marlo Walburn, it is the 38th annual Holiday Neighborhood Toy Drive, 1830 Hillcrest. That will be this Saturday evening, 6 until 9. Santa will be on hand, so just drive by. You don't even have to get out of your vehicle, right?
Yeah, also, we have a website set up. Amber and Tom Silkman was nice enough to set up a website for those that can't make it to the Toy Drive and want to donate online. It's www.EmporiaToyDrive.com.
Okay, so the neighborhood all in, you got plenty of volunteer help for the neighbors?
I think so. I think we're doing good.
Good.
All right.
Well, we hope there's a big turnout.
Indeed.
Coming up Saturday night. Looks like it's going to be a nice night.
Temperatures,
yeah. About 30, so that's normal for us.
On Facebook also, so hopefully people that see that will continue sharing it so we can get so much more people.
All right. So remind us here, Marlo, when people can start the process. How long is it going to go Saturday?
From 6 to 9.
All right. Any specific traffic flow that's best here for the neighborhood?
Coming in from 18th would be great. And then they can just go around and continue.
Just follow the cars, basically, once you...
Hopefully there'll still be lots and lots and lots of cars.
All right. Well, Marlo, thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with the big event this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Marlo Walburn joining us on our Newsmaker 2. So off of 18th, there you go. That's how easy that will be. And that's at 1830 Hillcrest.
All right. You have been warned, and you will have a great time if you go ahead and take part in that here coming up Saturday. Want to let you know that tomorrow we've got two interviews in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be joined at 8:20 for the Newsmaker slot by SOS spokesperson Carrie Waddell. We're talking about the adoptive family and the really a last-minute reminder for the KVUE Mitten Tree effort.